end of the day, the Torah, Wednesday night, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. The time that we have tonight to try to cover, delve on three specific cases, if time allows, about what broch we make on different soups, what broch we make on like apple sauce, peanut butter, things like that. Even if it comes from a fruit, but it's been mashed, and not always you can see the actual fruit, and also different types of cooked fruit or vegetables do retain the same broch or not. So and also juices we'll try to cover as well. So let's start with the Gemara's got a stira here, Gemara Brachos, the Flam Ches on Beis. The Gemara says there's two opinions what bracha we make on shlokas, that's cooked fruit or vegetables. One opinion says we make hadama, the other opinion says we make shahaka. The Gemara says as follows, that if it's normal eaten in its regular form, you make in its regular form hadama. If you cook it, you make shahaka. If it's normally eaten cooked, then if you cook it, you make hadama. If it's raw form, you will make shahaka. So basically, we'll try and cover some examples and go more into it. If something's normally only eaten in its raw state, then if you cook it and it's not normally eaten cooked, you'll make different bracha when it's cooked. If it's normally only eaten cooked in its raw state, then you make a different bracha. So that's basically the Gemara. So now, what happens if something's eaten both in its raw state and in a cooked state? Let's say apples, pears, something like that. Then the bracha will remain. That means you'll say, let's say a cooked apple or a cooked pear, you'll make the same bracha, both raw and cooked, because it's normal to be eaten in both cases. Now, okay.
Maybe it's pure. If it's the apple has an apple sauce.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that soon. That's a separate topic. So the Shulchan Aruch actually gives one or two examples. It says if you eat, let's say, if you eat squash, cabbage, beetroots, anything like that, because they're normally eaten cooked, if you eat it raw, you'll make shahaka, because it's not normally eaten raw.
Cabbage?
Yeah, Shulchan Aruch speaks about it.
Raw. Okay. Eat it more raw than cooked. Well, you can eat it raw, it's like a carrot. Can't say the difference.
I think it's a may definitely leak or something. I suppose it depends. Yeah, it says here the Shulchan Aruch does say about cabbage, but the Kafachaim says that nowadays it's changed and people do eat it raw, therefore it'll be different. Yeah. Okay. So now Mishabur just adds on and says that it's always toilon, like the what's normal in that place. If it's normal in that place to be eaten raw, then you'll make the broch on when it's raw and a different broch shahaka, but if it's not normal to be eaten raw cooked, then the other way around. So just a few examples on that. Let's say apples, pears, those are like eaten both raw and cooked. You'll make the same broch on cooked. You'll also make our eights on an apple, a pear, banana. Well, also it's very normal to be eaten cooked. You'll make our dama on banana, carrots, broccoli, tomatoes, all these things can be eaten both raw and cooked. You'll make the same bracha. Let's say cooked tomato, you'll also make hadama. Cooked carrot, you'll make hadama, both raw or cooked. Broccoli as well can be eaten both raw and cooked. You'll make hadama. regardless. Pepper also can be turned both raw and cooked. You'll make adama regardless. One or two examples only eaten cooked. Let's say potatoes. Most normal people, anyway, what I know of, don't really eat raw potatoes. So if you eat, someone does gomish a gas or a bit weird, and wants to eat a raw potato, he'll make shahakul on a raw potato. Onion, not talking about onion in a salad or in herring, just for the sake of it. Wants to eat a raw onion, you'll make shahakul. Actually, funny enough, I still remember till this day. I was in Tashba, the child. I remember once a boy brought for snack for onion for a snack. It's not interesting. It does. I don't know if that would happen nowadays, but I remember clearly when I was in school. So if you'd probably make shahakul, because it's not, most normal people don't eat raw onions. Beans, I think as well, it's not normally eaten raw, you'd make shahakul on beans. Now, okay, example, let's take one or two examples, only eaten raw, and therefore if you cook it, well, let's say watermelon, lettuce, most people don't cook it, so if you cook a watermelon, you cook a lettuce, or get a different bracha, shahakal. Cucumber, probably most people don't cook cucumbers. If you cook cucumbers, you would make shahakal. Avocado as well. Most people eat it raw, not cooked. So if you cook an avocado, you'll make shahakal. Tomatoes, quite, I thought it's the example of both. One more example on this before we go to the next topic about soup. Esrog, interesting, Pnei HaShulchan, I saw a sefer quoted that, it's a kind of thing I've heard of actually, that it's a scholar for a lady in labor to eat an esrog after sukkah. So because most people don't eat a raw esrog, he says clearly that you'll make shahak or not hot eat. But it's not the normal thing to eat a raw esrog. Okay, any questions on that? No. Yes. So let's move on.
You can crystallize.
Yeah, now someone have you eat it. Apparently, it's a scholar for a lady in labor to eat it raw. So, if you do eat it raw, you'll make her eat.
Right. So, the French one, did they have to make
lessons on the cook it? That's awesome. Okay, next, let's go into soups, a massive topic. So, just introduction for the. There's two Gemaras over here in Gemara Brachas. The Gemara first says that, let's try and find it. Hai dusha the tamra, that the honey from dates, you make shahakuni abidvaro. My tamra zeba almahu, it's not the actual fruit, it's just the literal translation, it's just the sweat of the fruit. Therefore, you make shahakun, not hot eats, even though it comes from dates. That's Gemara number one. Then the Gemara carries on and says, that was on Lamed Ches on Madalat. Then a daf later, that Lamed Ches on Madalat, the Gemara says, on my papa, Pshitali, Maya the Soka Gesoka, that if water from any vegetable is like beetroot, is like a beetroot, or Maya the Lifter, Kalifter, basically, I'm not 100% sure what lifted. Basically, the water of a vegetable has got the same halacha of the vegetable. Or ma'ad is kulu shauki, water of any vegetables, kulu shauki, has got the same bracha as. So, in other words, the Gemara thing over here that, let's say, water from cooking a vegetable has got the same bracha as the vegetable itself. So you've got a bit of a stirah. On the one hand, the Gemara said the Lamed Ches and Dalef that the juice does not have the same bracha because it's there by Alma. And then a daf later, the Gemara says that the water from cooking vegetables gets the same bracha. So what's going on over here? So there's a couple of pshati. You see, it makes massive nafkaminas. Let's focus on two for the moment. So one mahalach is the Rashba. The Rashba answer that depends. If the food is normally eaten cooked or not. If the fruit or vegetable is normally eaten cooked, then it's got the same bracha as the vegetable itself. If the, let's say, a tomato or pepper, if it's normal for that to be eaten cooked, then the water, let's say, from the soup of it will have the same bracha. If it's not normal to, then the bracha will not be the same bracha. That's the Gemara Lamed Ches and Dalef. So basically, according to Rashba, the difference is whether it's normally eaten cooked or not. If it's normally eaten cooked, it would get the same bracha. If it's not normal to be eaten cooked, then it won't. That's the Rashba's Mahalach. Just to add on, the Magen Avraham says, what do you mean normal? Depends why you planted the fruit in the first place. If the fruit was planted for the purpose of making a soup or juice from it, then it'll get the same bracha. If it wasn't planted in the first place for that, then it would not get the same bracha. That is according to the Rashba. The Rosh says a different teretz. He says a chilek between cooking and juice. He says a lomda shechilek. He says that when you cook, let's say a soup, then a tomato soup, a vegetable soup, or butternut squash, whatever you name it, the actual flavor of the vegetable goes into the soup. Therefore, it gets the same bracha make hadama. When you have juice, let's say orange juice, apple juice, the actual flavor of the fruit doesn't go into the juice. That's why you'll make or eat. So according to the Rosh, basically the difference is between soups and juice. Juice, you don't get the actual flavor. Therefore, it's shahako. That's the Gemara Lam Chesam Dalef. But by soup, then you get the actual flavor. Therefore, the bracha will be ha'adama. Now,
sorry, you're saying that if I squeeze an orange, I'm not
going to
get a taste of orange.
Oh, so the sefer v'zoisa bracha, he asks your question that make a taste. So if you squeeze the orange, you don't. So he answers based on the, he brings a stipler. And he said that the juice in an orange is not, his loshan is, I'll tell you the loshan, it's not a part of the fruit, it's mostly absorbed in the fruit. It's not really part of the fruit. The orange juice or apple juice, even when the juice is in it, it's only sort of absorbed in it. It's not the actual fruit.
When you squeeze an orange, you'll see the little left of the orange, everything's got in the juice. It's
the
some fruit.
This way the Sabach explains it based on the style play. It says it's read out the lesson here.
Yeah,
I did struggle a bit to understand it myself.
Same with an apple. You can cook an apple and
the juice. I'll read out the lesson. Tell me the don't spend too long. He says Achilak Zay is going on the Rosh. Achilak Zay is Sochin. Have you had double chun negram at Sears? The juice in the fruit was absorbed in the fruit. Something separate from the fruit. The Uma Zois, the Bishol, Yotze Tam Apevi Be'atzmoy. So, it's time to chill it. Either like it or lump it, as you say. Okay, so, let's just summarize. According to the Rashba, the factor to always know whether you'll make hot eats or shahakal is whether it's normal to cook the fruit or not. That's according to the Rashba. It's normally eaten like that. According to the Rosh, it's basically whether you cook it or the juice. So how do we paschal l'maaseh? So we're not going to go through all the cases in the Shulchan Aruch, but basically, the Shulchan Aruch seems to always say that if there's ever a case, so let's take the flip side. You can have a case that's not normally eaten. The food's not normally eaten cooked. So according to the Rashba, you will not be making hadama because it's not normally eaten like that. But according to the Rosh, you would, because every time by cooking a soup, then you get the actual flavor. But we can have the flip side. One is if you've got it's normal for the fruit to be eaten as a juice. Let's say orange or apple can be very normal. According to the Rashba, then you'll make hot eats then. But according to the Rosh, you never make hot eats by juice.
So the Rashba always paskan that you'll only make ha'eitz. You can basically, there's a Mishnah in Brachas. I can always get away by saying Shahakra. Shahakra is always your best, your safest Brachas. So whenever you've got a case, like I said, two flip side that will be according to the Rosh Shahakra, like the Rashba, Ha'et, you'll always, for the safe side, you always say Shahakra. But what happens, okay, that's that. But then, what happens in a case that they both agree? So let's say a tomato soup or vegetable soup that is that's normal for the tomato or the vegetables to be eaten cooked. So, l'chaira, according to both opinions that we've just said, you should be making ha'adamah. Is that correct? So, if it's like a normal to be eaten like that, then you should really be making ha'adamah on soup. But we'll see that there are other criteria, and that it's not so simple. First of all, that the fruit and vegetable were planted with the intention to be cooked. So when you planted the fruit and vegetable, the intention was not to be cooked, then you would not be making an actual bracha. So if, let's say, it's normal for tomato or potato or any vegetables not to be eaten cooked, then even though then the Mishavur clearly says, then we do not say this, and you will not be making shahakah. You will not be making ha'adamah.
He plants a tomato for the sake of being a tomato. And what you want to do with it, you can choose yourself. You can either cook it or you can eat it raw. Or like
some people sell oranges, but they do it for juice.
Especially the quality is bad.
They know they're making it.
Produce.
They say vegetables are usually...
I'll read you out the Lashon Mishavur. He says, I suppose you can take it how you want. He says, "Below don a mad circle the vachale boi piadam option the hasa roi vachiloson oisal yoch validei shlika." So that's talking about by soup. Miu bepesha roi vachiloson validei bishul ekivisha. Then you'll be making a dama, like we said. Chol zeh said bepeiros shemet chilas natiyoson not klua datal or oiklam mavusholim oikavushim. At the beginning of the planting, you planted it at das to eat it cooked or pickled. Avo bepeiros shadakol or oiklam chayim. But there are people that cook it, then you'll make shahaka. So if, I suppose, it depends on not a farm. So you have to ask people who deal in that industry how tak it's made. But if it would be made like that, then you should really be making ha'adamah. But that's only one condition. So if you don't have that condition, that it's not planted for that, then you will not be making ha'adamah according to anyone. Condition number two, in order to be making ha'adamah on soup, let's say if you've got the Rosh, because the Rosh holds always by soup, you make ha'adamah, or if you've got the Rashba, that's normal, has to be that you cook it with intention to eat the vegetables and the soup. Even though you're actually only eating the soup, just having a soup, but the intention of cooking it was to eat both. If when you cook it, you intend to only eat the soup, says the Mishabur, then the broch will definitely be shahaka. So, so you have to know, if you have intention when you're cooking, let's say, tomato soup or something like that, to have to eat the tomatoes and the soup, then the bracha would be ha'adamah. But if you have intention only to have the soup, then it's like a liquid and it's shahakal. And Asur B'chaim Pinchas adds on to sum it up, because if not, you can really ask the question, beer is really made from soaked and barley and grains. Why do you make shahakal on it? Make mezodas. Oh, because that's one answer. But he said because it's made sort of to be as a liquid, as a juice. So the same thing by soup. If lechatchila you're having it to eat only the soup and not the tomatoes or the potatoes in the soup, then it also you will not be making ha'adamah. One other Tanai you would need to make ha'adamah would, that the that the meat flavour comes from the vegetables. So let's say, if you can ask a question about chicken soup, you can add a lot of vegetables in it. So maybe you could say that you should be making cardamom on chicken soup, and no one does. So why do you not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, because if a strong flavour comes from something else, then you do not make cardamom. So if, let's say, chicken soup or meat soup, that the chicken or the meat gives a strong flavour to the soup, then you'll definitely be making shakar, not cardamom. And another condition is that there needs to be a strong flavour of vegetables in the soup. That means there's like quite a lot of vegetables. So just to summarise, I'll have to finish with this topic for tonight. If you've got all these conditions, that means it's planted with intention to be cooked, and you intend to eat the vegetables and the soup, and it's got a strong flavour from the vegetables, then you should really be making cardamom on soup.
Okay,
yeah.
If it's stewed, there's another problem, isn't it?
Yeah,
the whole
So give me a sample,
I'll speak to
that
Sunday,
yeah?
How long is Tolly Shearer about? Is it Tolly on the planter? No, Tolly on the shelf? Is Tolly on the eater?
I think it's Tolly on the planter.
Ask me after Mara, I want to talk Mara.
When the planter is the same person, then you can ask them what they thought.
Yeah.
Now you're going to help them, they don't.